From tragedy and disaster comes the sound of beauty. It's the sound of a violin made almost entirely from the debris left by the 2011 tsunami in Japan. And it's on its way to Australia, where it will be the star of a charity concert commemorating the 7th anniversary of the disaster. A senior lecturer in Japanese studies at the University of Melbourne, Jun Ohashi, says the violin maker wanted to preserve the memories of the victims in a unique and respectful way.
Mr. Nakazawa, who is a violin maker, and also his wife, had a look at the TV program after the tsunami and devastated. And his wife said that, is there anything you can do out of this debris? It's not just a debris. It's personal history of individual person who have probably passed away. And if you can make a violin, and why don't you make one out of those debris? It was full of histories and memories of those who have lost their lives.
As well as using debris, the soundpost of the violin comes from what is known as the lone pine tree, the only survivor out of 70,000 trees along the Likuzen Takata coast, one of the worst hit areas. The tree eventually died due to seawater exposure and was then artificially restored. But years later, it remains a powerful image for Japan, one that is painted on the back of the violin. Japanese wood is not normally used to make violins, and previously, the respected violin maker Muneyuki Nakazawa used almost exclusively European lumber. But the wood from the tsunami-hit coast carries great symbolic value for Japan, as Dr. Ohashi explains.
The miraculous lone pine tree symbolizes the strength and resilience. And so I think this probably applies to everybody, including victims and also those who are facing a lot of difficulties.
7 years after the disaster, the effects are still being felt. First came the earthquake, then the tsunami, and then the crashing waves that knocked out cooling systems at the Fukushima nuclear plant. It set off the second worst nuclear accident in history, with its own devastating consequences. Nearly 20,000 people died in the tsunami, and thousands were never found. Macquarie University psychology professor Bill Thompson, president of the Australian Music Psychology Society, says in such tragic circumstances, music can help people regain control.
The violin is a powerful symbol, and to kind of reclaim a tragedy and reaffirm control over that tragedy through the creation of a violin strikes me as very poignant. It's a symbol of social bonds in society. It's a symbol of culture and the culture that has been disrupted and damaged through the tsunami. And the event was so catastrophic and was so awful for all of us around the world to witness, and our emotional responses to this event were so strong. And music is a way of working through those emotions.
Some of the worst hit areas of the tsunami are still rebuilding. Millions of tons of soil had to be brought in from higher ground to elevate the city centre at Likuzen Takata. After the devastation, hundreds of Japanese violinists, from school children to seasoned professionals, played the tsunami violin. The first performance came at a memorial service at Likuzen Takata 6 years ago. Professor Thompson says music can be an important part of uniting communities to heal and rebuild together.
It evokes who we are, what kind of people we are, where we're from, and it brings people together. So I think that's the primary power of this symbol of music, is how strongly connected it is with our identity as individuals and as a culture. We tend to listen to music and enjoy music and play music with other people. And when we experience music with other people, we feel more strongly connected with them. This strong connection is what people need when there's been such a tragedy and people have been dislocated from their communities.
Dr. Ohashi says the concert scheduled for Melbourne has special meaning in Australia, strengthening an already strong bond between Australia and Japan.
Julia Gillard, the former Prime Minister, is the first world leader to visit the tsunami-affected area. And also the Australia is very quick to send the aid of many kind and food and clothes and also the personnel to help out the Japanese people in the affected area. This is also the very, very symbolic concert which we thank for Australia's contribution and making sure our continuous strong bond between the two countries.
Professor Thompson says the concert to be held in Melba Hall on Friday is one of many examples of artists trying to help the community.
There have been other artists doing similar things of reclaiming and re-empowering themselves and their communities through artworks. And so one only has to think of other great tragedies and the wonderful artists who have helped communities to come together.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.